something is going on with your child, act on it. Giving them too much benefit of the doubt could kill them.
For help, call the NCADA at 962-3456. To learn more about heroin, visit curiosityandheroin.com. Thank you.
This message brought to you by the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, St. Louis area.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's summertime, and that means Menino's Market in Cottonville for all of your meat for your backyard barbecues and pool parties, not to mention the homegrown produce arriving every single day, the sweet watermelon, the honey rock cantaloupe, sweet corn, and so much more. For catering, meninosmarket.com. But for everything else in store, Menino's Market in Cottonville, Highway N and Motherhead. Summer parties, catering, beef kebabs, chicken kebabs, juicy smokehouse burgers, Menino's or meninosmarket.com.
Michael Torello's created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. You can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com. 44wholetones.com.
Hollywood's as cool as it gets during the cash cool down when your share of $75,000 in cold hard cash every Saturday in August at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
sexy lingerie.
On the right woman. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer. I think you know what Schaefer is. Schaefer is in the auto body business. They have, let me see, 9 locations, soon to be 10 locations. That's what happens. That's what happens when you know what you're doing. And you do it well. And I don't think there's anybody out there that does body work better than Schaefer Auto Body Centers. We'll tell you about the 9th location. And before you know it, we'll tell you about the 10th. Don't forget the C in Schaefer.
Hey!
I just did that with my mouth. It sounded like
wow.
An instrument, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let me see who's here. Oh, Eon the Peon's here. He's at the control board right there. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now would be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. He may be a little bit tired, but you'd never know it. Rock and roll band people, or he'll rockabilly band people, or country band people, they work very hard, and they work late at night. And it's late hours, signing autographs, having sex with a bunch of groupies.
Yeah.
But boy, he's still here, he's still ready, and he's giving it his all. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
How you handling the whole groupie thing? Are you okay? Is that okay?
Yeah. It's
gotta
tiring
be careful.
Sometimes.
A lot of diseases out there.
I know.
Gotta be careful.
I know it. I'm
and,
careful.
And was Hebe? He provided security.
Oh, Hebe was there. Yeah, Hebe was.
He'll be there Saturday.
He was tremendous.
And he'll be there Saturday with 30 of his best security people.
Whoa.
And you're not gonna know who they are. So don't try anything.
Yep.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
He's in Chicago.
No, he's in charge of security. No. It sounded like I was gonna say Chicago. Bernice is in heaven. I know where she is. And Rat Boy is trying to get a meeting with Chief Belmar of the St. Louis. People say Belmar. It's Belmar because he told me that's how it's pronounced. Of the St. Louis County Police. He's got an idea he's trying to sell to the police for these idiots that want to loot and continue to do all this crap. Protesting an event where a police officer defended himself and saved his own life. How do you protest that? I don't know. But Rad Boy's got a great idea. You shoot these people in the mouth. Shoot them right in the mouth with what kind of bullet?
Cheese.
With a cheese bullet.
Hey.
Now what you've done is you shot them, but then they go,
people will be so satisfied.
This is good. Let's stop rioting. Yeah. And let's stop looting and let's just shoot me again. I love that cheese. Rad Boy, that's the best idea you've ever had. Cheese bullets. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Cheese bullets.
Yeah. Shoot them right in the face.
And you could have another gun with crackers that shoots out crackers. You got crackers and cheese.
Well, the cracker would disintegrate if you shot it. It would just break apart.
Yeah, I guess it would.
It's a stupid idea.
I guess so.
You take a serious issue like cheese bullets, Dan.
You turn it into that.
Turn something stupid with
I don't
a cracker.
Know what I was
you peon.
Yeah.
You take something that could actually work.
Yeah.
And then you add that kind of crap to it. What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Stick to the band.
I'm tired.
Yeah, you are. You probably are tired. Schaefer now has a location in Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. And it's there to serve the Clayton area. Now, it's close to their Webster shop, but the Webster location of Schaefer Auto Body tends to serve the Webster-Kirkwood area, and Maplewood now is there for you folks in the Clayton area. So there you go. Schaefers are popping up everywhere. And here's the great thing about it. A lot of times when you add locations, you start to lose quality. Quality control takes a hit. Not with these people. Scott Schaefer and everybody that works there, you're not going to be a part of any one of their body shops unless every vehicle that leaves that place is perfect. They are perfectionists, and if you're in an accident, I don't know about you. I would think, as much as vehicles cost, that you'd want it done perfectly. Maybe there's somebody out there like Peon who goes, well, I don't care if it's not the greatest body work. He's the only guy I can think of right now who, if he got a car back and it wasn't exactly right, okay, who cares? I'm just going to throw empty Cheetos bags in there anyway, and I'm never going to wipe the windshield, so who cares? Most everybody else wants it done right, and that's the only way they know how to do it. It's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Yesterday, Saturday. I went in a truck stop, Kingdom City. And there's an ice machine there as I'm walking out. You know, the kind you open the big doors and take a bag of ice. You tell them inside, I'm going to get two bags of ice. And it said on the big thing, the doors open, it said Arctic ice. And I've seen others that have descriptions. What if it just said ice? I mean, because think about it. Arctic, is that going to make people
it can't
want...
can't get much colder than ice.
Ice is ice.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the company, though?
I guess.
I think so. I guess they have to have a company name.
Maybe that is it. Arctic. What if we just call yourself the ice company?
There's a big ice company in Fenton, and they provide a lot of ice.
What a great place to work in the summer with these hot days we had. Where do you work? I work inside the ice box where we store the ice. Yeah. But what do you do in the winter?
I don't know. Freeze.
Business is slow.
Yeah. You go outside to get warm when it's cold. Here's just a thought. Where has Hank Jr. been? Remember, you couldn't turn around. Hank Williams. You could not go anywhere, watch anything. Are you ready for some football? It was Hank Jr. everywhere. It's like he disappeared.
I think they still use that for Monday Night Football.
Do they? Dan? Do they still use Hank Jr.? Are you ready for some football?
I don't know. I haven't seen Monday Night Football.
But have you heard anything of him? Like he was everywhere.
He was like disappeared.
Just one of those. I know somebody will email and go, hey, he just appeared down at the Tunica at the casino. Okay. But
you mean he toured a lot from what you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I know him from.
But he's never on any of the country music award shows anymore. There's no mention of... You know, when they have this award show tonight on the CMA, Brad Paisley, Jason Aldean, Hank, Hank Jr.
I mean, he's kind of the...
He's now old school country.
Yeah.
They've tossed him aside and put him to go over there with Merle and Willie and, you know. But Willie is still around, which...
Oh, yeah. And what is he, 80 or something like that?
Oh, I think Willie is about 80.
81? Yeah.
Peon could pull it up. I'll bet you he is 80, 81, 82, something like that.
You better stop smoking that marijuana. He's going to die.
Yes, and your brain is going to go bad. Oh, no, wait, you're still writing
82.
Music and you're 80, and you smoke an industrial-sized trash bag of dope every day. I want to start seeing some signs that say cops' lives matter. That's all. That's the end of my commentary. Cops' lives matter. Somebody start going around holding those signs. I was in Pistols Plus this weekend, and I got to share something with all of you who have guns you want to sell. This is a big deal. This is going to be August 22nd, gun consignments. There's going to be a giant gun and bow auction at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. I'm going to go there. I want to see some of this. I'm going to buy something. August 22nd, which is a week from this Saturday, I believe, 10:30 in the morning in the Pistols Plus parking lot. If you're a gun bow person, go this weekend and sign up to sell your guns. They don't need any bow. They got bows all over, but the guns. You have guns to sell on consignment. The auction is the 22nd. The very latest you can get there and get signed up would be the day before, Friday the 21st. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer, but this is going to be a lot of fun. And they're going to have new in-the-box bows. Okay, PSE, Hoyt, Elite, Prime, Matthews Mission, all right, and crossbows. New in-the-box. They'll be part of the auction as well, as John Carney would say. Oh, my goodness, we have a bulletin.
Uh-oh.
Where is that signal?
I'm down in the traffic center.
I looked up from my note about Pistol Plus, and I saw that Peon was gone, and now I know where he is. He's in, folks, the KTRS traffic center. Let's go there now live. Peon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Frank. I just received this note from our eye in the sky, Frank Ladd, traffic note. He's passing along, there are possible protesters on Highway 70 at Earth City.
Run over them.
I don't know.
Protesters at Earth City?
Wait a minute. Colin maybe has more here. Let me pop in. Colin. Colin, can you add anything to this?
Yes, it is. Protesters have shut down Highway 70 west of Earth City. That's exactly what it is.
I'll be the only guy to say on any radio TV, run them down. Run over.
Hey, that's not Ferguson.
Yeah. What the heck's the matter with those people?
Man, oh, man.
Thank you, Colin, for that.
Colin. And I know somebody's going to go, well, Frank, I can't believe you said that. I'm saying what thousands of people are thinking right now. You either get off the road or he's going to run over you.
Yeah.
What's the matter with these people?
It's ridiculous. They are just ridiculous.
No, forget it.
I know. I know this so much.
I go to Walgreens. There's a Walgreens on Long Road. It's the exit after Boone's Crossing in the Valley. You get off along, there's a Walgreens there. There's a guy in there who's a pharmacist, and I hope this gets back to him, because I don't mean it in a mean way. This guy is the saddest-looking guy I've ever seen. He never smiles. He never smiles. You can barely hear him when he speaks. I'm tempted to give his first name, but everybody will know who he is. And as I checked out today at Walgreens, because I bought a couple other little things, a couple of batteries, I said to the lady, I said, hey, and I mentioned his name in the pharmacy, has he ever smiled his whole life? And she just looked at me. I said, I'm not kidding. I've come in here 100 times. The guy's never cracked a smile. He looks like the maddest or saddest guy in the world. Have you ever been to a business where like a waiter or something, and it's constant? They're always never in a good mood.
Like depressed or something.
How do they keep that job?
I don't know.
I mean, it's one thing if your wife died, but this has been, lighten up, man.
Like, thanks for noticing me. It's like Eeyore.
Yeah, smile or something. I've told you folks to go to the lake a lot. I got this guy, Lance. My goodness, did he save me and pull me out of a fire this past week. And I'm not going into any details, but if you got a place at the lake and you got a boat and you need somebody you can trust to check on things, take care of things, detail the boat, open up your house, whatever. His name is Lance, and all the information on how to get a hold of him is on my website. You go to Frank, and he, this guy doesn't pay. I pay him. He's 27, baby on the way, hardest working guy, and honest Lance. FrankOpinion.com sponsors, and toward the top there, you'll see something that says something like, who's checking on your lake house? This guy does so much. He's so good. I want to see him do well. I've said that before. Frank Gifford's dead.
Yeah.
Now, Kathy Lee's on the market. I'm going to tell you something. If I were on the market, and I know she wouldn't go for me because I don't have enough money, but if we could get together, I'd get with Kathy Lee in 2 seconds. I'd just ask her to shut up and not talk while we're doing it. Because have you ever known somebody that they irritate you, but at the same time you find them attractive?
Yes.
She has got a nice set of playthings, and I find her both irritating. I'd still like to go to bed with her.
I sense there might be some pent-up...
Yes. Oh, yes. Kathy Lee's going to turn it loose now. Frank's gone. Frank was 84?
84.
Yeah. Kathy Lee, the lucky guy who gets a hold of that built-up, pent-up sexual tension...
Well, he could be dead.
He will be dead
right
after Frank. That guy.
What's the age difference?
I think I heard 61 today.
Like 21 years difference. Yeah. Frank's been kind of frail for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Kathy Lee, she likes to throw him around, too. She likes to show him off. So whoever you are out there, you lucky, lucky dog, you get a hold of Kathy Lee, Kathy Lee Gifford. Tonight on Spike TV, and I've got this set up to record, a retrospective salute to Chris Farley. It's called I Am Chris Farley. It's 8 o'clock tonight on Spike TV. Chris Farley died at the age of 33. Most of you know who he was. Great big guy. There's always on Saturday Night Live the one cast member who's the fat guy.
Yes. Yeah.
There is. There's
Horatio
always
Sands.
Horatio Sands. Was John Candy, was he Second City or was he?
He was Second City.
But they had to have the fat guy.
Yeah.
And John Belushi wasn't fat, but he was
chunky. Yeah.
So tonight, Spike TV, 8 o'clock, I Am Chris Farley. Focuses on his career and his comic gifts. And there'll be reruns of Saturday Night Live and some clips of films like Tommy Boy and Black Sheep. And Chris Farley, to me, was a guy who... Even when he was alive, before he died, I would look at him and go, this is the saddest human being I've ever seen. He was one of those guys that you knew on the outside when he was around people. But then when the door closed and he's alone in his own skin, miserable, miserable. And knew that he was a buffoon and a clown. And I always thought John Candy was a sad clown.
Yeah, because stories I've heard, he had no self-esteem. I mean,
Carly?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Farley.
And that's why he covered it with alcohol and drugs.
And hookers, Because
he always goes, I mean, is this funny? You know, it was always, he needed reassuring that what he was doing was.
Yeah, and just the fact that he was with hookers a lot, like he didn't feel like he was good enough to be with a regular, maybe somebody else in show. I don't know, it's just very sad. So that's tonight, 8 o'clock on Spike TV. Hope I can get through this one. Got another dead rapper.
You going to be okay?
Yeah, another rapper died. Sean Price of Helta Skelta.
Helta Skelta?
He was with Helta Skelta, also with Random X and Boot Camp Click, passed away Friday night.
Boot Camp Click?
Yeah, the age of 43.
His name sounds normal for a rapper.
His rep issued this statement. It is with beyond a heavy heart that Duck Down Music is sadly confirming that Sean Price passed away early this morning in his Brooklyn apartment. Cause of death currently unknown.
Is that Duck Down from the feathers or Duck Down music. From bullets?
I think probably Duck Down from bullets.
Yeah.
But again, I think we all know him from his work with Helta Skelta and Random X and Boot Camp Click. And several big name rappers have taken to Twitter, including Pusha T, Talib Kweli. Is that the way you pronounce it? Talib.
I don't know.
Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne
the God. And others have expressed their condolences. So, one less rapper. I'll tell you what.
How did he die?
They don't know. They're not saying.
Oh.
But he's 43 years old.
Man.
Stop the madness.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're protesting about on
if this continues.
Well, I'm watching. Yeah, no, this is on. And I just saw a car break through. And I saw it drive away with a dent on the side of it. And there are police standing there just letting them block both
traffic.
Sides of the highway.
See, I don't understand this, folks. What we're talking about is right now on 70, we're at Earth City.
Yeah.
These morons are standing in a row, not letting cars. If I were the police, I would knock the hell out of every one of them and drag them off that highway. I don't get it. Beat the crap out of them and drag them off the road.
Try and stop a highway. And why?
You don't have the right to do that.
No.
And the police, and I love the police, and I feel sorry for the police, but I don't understand why. And they're probably doing what they were told. Let them, just let them go. Let them go. People are trying to get where they need to go.
They have big yellow boxes out there in front of each lane.
Unbelievable.
And what happens?
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. You know what I'd see? Like NASCAR, all these cars fire up and just mow them down, run over them, and go on where they have to go.
What are these morons going to do? Because there is a hospital out there. There's St. Joseph, I think. Is it that right? In St. Charles.
An ambulance or something?
If there's an ambulance or something that's going that way towards the hospital.
Now, let me ask you this. If you just moved your car slowly forward.
That's what one car was doing. And they all started getting around them and bashing the side of its car. I saw it
then
drive
shoot
away with
them. Anybody starts breaking in my car, just shoot them. I don't get it. Oh, man. All right, this is the Playhouse. We got other things to talk about. This is the Playhouse, for goodness sakes. The Chicago police officers have a voluntary fitness test. 3/4 of them this past time refused to take the fitness test. Now, I always thought if you were a cop, you had to. But have you seen some of these cops?
Yes, like, I don't know how they pass anything.
Like 300 pounds. They can't. So apparently, you know, in Chicago, they say it's voluntary. The last time around, only 1/4 of them took the fitness test. If you take it, there's a $350 bonus in your pay. They still wouldn't take it. I don't get that.
A one-time bonus?
Yeah, every time you take the test.
Oh.
Every year. So the test is a mile and a half run, some sit-ups, and a bench press. That's it. I could do all that except the mile and a half run. I don't think it runs.
I don't know.
Ladies, get in here, please.
How many sit-ups?
How many sit-ups?
Two.
Ooh, that's nice.
This beautiful, voluptuous woman goes to see a gynecologist, and the doctor takes one look at her, and his professionalism is out the window. He can't believe. He's never seen a woman this beautiful. He's a gynecologist. So he immediately tells her to undress. He's never seen a woman this beautiful. He says, I need you to get completely undressed. And after she's undressed, he starts stroking her thighs. And as he does this, he says to her, now, you know what I'm doing? And she says, I guess you're checking my skin or something for abrasions or any abnormalities in my veins. He says, yes, you're right. That's what I'm doing. That is correct. Then he starts fondling her breasts.
Oh.
He says, now, you know what I'm doing now? I'm a doctor. She says, are you checking for lumps or breasts? He says, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I'm checking for breast cancer. Then he has her lie back, and he gets on her, and he starts having sex with her. He says, now, do you know what I'm doing? And she says, yeah, you're getting herpes. That's why I came to see you.
Meep, meep. All right, let's head upstairs airborne and check in with Frank Ladd. Frank?
I am upstairs, Dan, looking down at Highway 64 westbound heavy. Headed out of the city, looks like still west of Grand out through McCausland. Then again, you're on the brakes coming down the hill, 270 out through Mason. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes as well between Lindbergh and Big Bend. At last report, they're still working with that crash southbound 55 at 7th Street. You were backed up to Salisbury on eastbound Highway 70. So that's eastbound 70 at Salisbury through the depressed section all the way up through southbound 55 at 7th Street. Southbound 170 on the brakes between Ladue and 64. And the incident that you guys have been talking about here for the past few minutes, Highway 70 is shut down both directions just west of the Earth City Expressway, the Maryland Heights Expressway 141. Between there and the Blanchette Bridge, the drivers headed to St. Charles County on Highway 70 westbound are being diverted onto 141 northbound now. MoDOT is diverting you. A good way to get over there is the Page Avenue extension, as well as Highway 370 if you want to make your way in or out of St. Charles County, as Highway 70 is shut down just east of the Blanchette Bridge, west of 141, due to protesters on the highway. This update brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway today for new flavors of summer, like the refreshing Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea, the perfect blend of iced tea and lemonade, plus the delicious turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Glenn on the Big 550, KTRS.
Mizzou eyes a third straight SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550, KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
So you tried to crank up your AC and it doesn't work? Uh-oh, you might need a new one. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling can install one for you. Any brand you want. They service a lot of them. Call Premier Heating and Cooling to ask about all manufacturers and utility rebates available. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family-owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory-trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. They do both residential and commercial. The website again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Give them a call and be comfortable this summer. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
You've seen them. Individuals, couples, and families smiling as their boats cut through the waves on the river or the lake. And you'd love to join them to escape, relax, and unwind, right? All you need is a boat from Inland Marine Boats, your St. Louis area Ranger boat dealer. Inland Marine is also your Bentley pontoon dealer for Eastern Missouri and has boats from Monterey, all at the best pricing in the area with easy financing. Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. They have a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. Set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Jim Dooley. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
That's called
Let Me Go Home and Start.
You go to Southern California where there aren't people standing in the interstate and people just letting them stand for way too long. I mean, they've just broken it up apparently and started letting the cars go through. Nothing like that going on out in Southern California. Brush fire here and there. A lot of wine consumed. A lot of it by this guy, Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, just celebrated 25 years. Congratulations to Annie Gunn's. Next door is the Smokehouse, closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions during the year. And gift cards, boy, do they sell a lot of gift cards. And anybody who gets one will greatly appreciate it. From Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Over there.
Oh my goodness! It's probably you can pick it up on the national feeds, any of the news. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable, and what I don't understand is people stand in a line, like 20 people, and they shut down an interstate. I'd give them about 30 seconds to get off that road, or we'd start cracking heads and cuffing and dragging them off.
Just run them over.
Well, You know what? One guy tried to run through, and they just beat the crap out of his car. He pushed on through, and they bashed his car.
What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
They're doing it because they think that Michael Brown was a victim and was shouldn't have been shot, even though he...
Well, it's too bad that he was shot, but the local, the state... And the federal, three different investigations all
said it was
justified. It was a
good, but that doesn't matter to people. They still do the hands up thing, even though they're never.
He never said that, though.
It doesn't matter to them.
No.
To these people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The truth is irrelevant to them.
Well, they're just rioting to be rioting.
Yes, that's exactly
you
right.
You can rationalize all you want and
it's
talk
something
about
to
it
do.
All you want.
I tell you what I read about Ferguson that was really, really sad is I think it was 61. Businesses owned by local black residents were looted and destroyed. These people lost their livelihood.
The same one, the same business last night, they looted it. It was like a beauty shop.
It's so sad.
It was looted last year.
None of it makes sense. When people are ignorant and all they want to do is, hey, let's go steal some stuff and ride, they don't ever stop to analyze what actually is happening. So... A young guy robs a store. He struggles with a cop, tries to take the cop's gun, and then rushes him, and the cop feels he has to defend himself. So because of that, let's destroy all our neighbors' businesses.
Yeah, the neighbors.
Our friends
our
and neighbors.
Our
let's,
friends,
ruin, let's ruin our friends' lives.
Our neighborhood. Let's destroy our neighborhood because of that.
What kind of thinking is that?
And for the most part, it's been a full year of nothing. And just because... It's been
the anniversary.
A year.
The anniversary.
All this spurs up again.
All because it's the anniversary day. Now, is this going to happen every year like Christmas? I mean, I hope to goodness this doesn't go 10 or 20 years. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But part of the reason it's ridiculous is we are the pussification, I call it, of America. The inability of us to say, enough is enough, and here's what's going to happen if you continue with this crap. They need to make some examples out of people, but they're so afraid to touch anybody. So
well,
yeah,
like
them
Donald
go.
Trump said, being politically correct.
Yeah, well, exactly. We've had too much of that.
Pop quiz question name, the airport. The airport that has three stages with live entertainment, Las Vegas, Tokyo, Paris, or Nashville?
The airport with three stages.
This airport has three stages.
Wow.
Las Vegas, Nevada, Tokyo, Japan, Paris, France, Nashville, Tennessee.
That's a great airport to have a delayed flight.
Where's that? Oh, yeah, the airport with the three
with
stages,
the shows, yeah.
Heads up, I hear it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when Bobby Christina Brown's boyfriend is charged with either manslaughter or murder. That's the scoop. Boy, I have to mention the passing of Frank Gifford. Always pleasant, soft-spoken, USC All-American, NFL Hall of Famer, great announcer, wonderful father, one of the good guys, and an honor to have known him. And strangely enough, he's also Kendall Jenner's godfather. How strange is that?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Rest in peace, Frank Gifford. I really liked him. He was a great guy. Love Nuggets. Look for Jennifer Lopez. She's going to get married for the fourth time before the end of the year.
I am so excited for her.
That is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Marrying Casper Smart, of course. Ben Affleck met his soon-to-be ex Jennifer Gardner and the kids for a family play date this weekend.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful, Franco. Mm-hmm. Then he flew to Los Angeles and had an evening play date with his nanny friend. There you go. Sports shorts. Three NFL quarterbacks have signed deals to be paid $3 million each to endorse Under Armour clothing. Patriot Tom Brady, Carolina Cam Newton, and Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo. Well, these guys probably need the money.
Boy, that Under Armour, boy, they came along and just took over.
It's everywhere.
What a company. And great clothing.
Yeah, great clothing. It's all quality stuff. Yeah.
First NFL preseason game last night. College football isn't far behind. On the sidelines at the USC football practice, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, Dr. Dre, they all hang out at the SC practices. Dr. Dre, by the way, gave $70 million to the USC art department.
Nice.
And is donating $25 million to his homecoming of Compton, California, for the Youth and Arts Center being built there. And Friday, Dre, this movie that he's involved with is coming out called Straight Outta Compton. This is the birth of rap music, starring Paul Giamatti as Jerry Heller, called the godfather of rap music, and my long-time friend, Jerry Heller. I've known him since I was 16 years old.
Wow, that is a long time.
His life story.
Well, since you were 16, so you've known him 70 years.
Now, see, now that's just mean, kind of mean. See, that's not funny. You know what that is mean, too?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I forgive you. Anyway.
No.
Bouquet.
Yeah.
Dayton history, on August 10th, 1927, Mount Rushmore was dedicated. You ever see Mount Rushmore, homie?
I never did. I was 20 miles from it, and like an idiot, didn't go see it.
Beyond,
you
just
go
saw
see
it.
That's
it
really
just,
cool.
Yeah,
Beyond just saw it.
It's cool, huh, Beyond?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't really know until you get there and see it in person, and it's yeah.
Big.
Yes.
You know, it'd be kind of cool to get Franco Pena's head up there.
There you go.
Good luck with that.
What do you think of that, Franco?
Now I'll go ahead and say something like, I don't know if there's a stone big enough to make his head.
No, it would be easy to get one of those round, already smooth stones.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to worry about chiseling out the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Anyway.
No.
And finally.
No.
I do not want any more fart sounds during my report.
Okay.
I've tried to be nice about it, tried to make a little joke about it, but I do not like flatulations.
And for people listening, Mike's trying to act like we're making those sounds from here.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Name the name of the airport that has three live stages for entertainment for passengers that are waiting for flights. Just kind of a nice thing to do. Las Vegas, Nevada. Tokyo, Japan. Paris, France. Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll say Las Vegas.
I'm going to say Knoxville.
What?
It's Nashville.
Nashville.
You're going to Nashville?
Nashville.
You're going to Nashville? You're going with Nashville?
Yes.
Well, I've been to Vegas. I haven't been to the others, but I'm going to say Nashville also.
Answer is Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm Mike Evans. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Oh. You and I did it, Peon. Well, that makes sense. It's the music capital, Music City.
Yeah, it was the one that kind of stood out from the other cities because, yeah, you would expect...
More recording done in Nashville than anywhere else, and a lot of people don't realize recording that's not country. Most of the recording done there is not country music. All kinds of people record there. Rappers record because the best musicians, the best studios, they're in Nashville. It was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, celebrating 25 years. Congratulations to them. American Equity Mortgage has been around almost that long, 23 years and counting, 23 years and 3 months now. In the mortgage business, that's why it's called American Equity Mortgage. And the equity, that word in there, is very, very important. That's your part of the home. Let's say you have a $300,000 house, $200,000 house. Make it two. Your mortgage is $140,000. You have $60,000 in equity. That's terrific borrowing power. So when you need to borrow money, it's a lot easier for homeowners. And the rates they get are a whole lot better than people who go and borrow money, you know, other places. And one of the places you're borrowing money is from the credit card company. That's what you're doing. If you make that low monthly payment every month, you're paying them back for the money you borrowed. And if you're a homeowner, you don't do that. Don't do that on a regular basis because it'll eat you up in interest. Let them take care of that and show you how. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Frank Ladd?
Well, Dan, drivers headed to St. Charles County still going to have some problems headed westbound on Highway 70. Starting to see a couple lanes get by westbound Highway 70 just before the Blanchett Bridge after the protesters have gotten off the highway. But at last check, just a couple minutes ago, police were still diverting traffic off on a northbound 141, the Earth City Expressway, from westbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 70 drivers, we're seeing the diversion at Fifth Street into St. Charles. So a good way to get around that, Page Avenue Extension or 370. Still going to be some delays. You were backed up to the Rock Road westbound on Highway 70 at last check.
and eastbound on Highway 70 headed towards the Lanchette Bridge. You were backed up to Highway 94. That was all due to the protest that had Highway 70 shut down just east of the Blanchette Bridge. Still working with a pocket of volume westbound on Highway 64 at Kings Highway out to McCall's, and southbound 270 thinning out between Olive and looked like Manchester Road. Still could see a pocket of volume Manchester down through looks like Doherty Ferry. Westbound on 64 coming down the hill between 270 and Mason Roads remains heavy. Eastbound 64 was opening up a little bit, but still some volume between Jefferson and the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 had thinned out, headed towards the Poplar. Still some delays through the depressed section from the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge at eastbound Highway 70 onto westbound Highway 44 up through the Poplar Street Bridge. And a little bit of volume southbound on Highway 170 making your way headed towards Highway 64 from Brentwood. Man, that left lane is especially heavy. But good news is they've got the protesters off the highway. They have yellow boxes that were blocking traffic lanes out there earlier this afternoon. But things should be getting better as there's a big police presence out there on the shoulders. This update brought to you by Advanced Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery is still on its way out? Stop by Advanced and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advanced Auto Parts. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550. KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Haas avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. See how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It was a remarkable amount of gunfire.
The suspect in last night's shooting was out on bond for a different felony case. I'll tell you about those charges as you look at video of that shooting.
Tonight, what investigators are saying about the shooting scene that unfolded in Ferguson.
A clergy-led protest leads to dozens of arrests here at the federal courthouse in downtown St. Louis. The message they wanted to deliver.
The damage done by severe storms, communities picking up the pieces after the wicked weather rolled through.
Secondary cold front doing its thing with some showers and thunderstorms around, but boy, you're going to like the Canadian high coming in behind.
First on Fox, at the height of rush hour, I-70 shut down in Earth City. Protesters setting down barriers and forming a